So what happened with this man?
So this man was treated definitively. He got through his treatment okay. He experienced the acneiform rash that the majority of the patients experience when receiving therapy. The good thing is he was followed again in our symptom management clinic, as we spoke about earlier, and the gentleman was able to receive all doses of the cetuximab. He went on then 3 months post-treatment, a repeat PET scan was done. PET imaging is usually done prior to the start of treatment to look for distant mets and to evaluate response. The 3 month post-treatment PET imaging showed no evidence of cancer, and the gentleman continued to follow in our clinic until the side effects from his cetuximab and radiation therapy had subsided. That did occur probably about 6 to 8 months out. He was pretty much sailing on his own, no longer requiring nutritional supplements, was off all his narcotics. I mean, this was a pretty motivated gentleman. In fact, you know, once he was switched to his methotrexate for rheumatoid arthritis, he was put back on that after he received his therapy and is doing quite well and is followed with our radiation oncologist and our surgeon.
So how would you compare his course to what you typically see with cetuximab radiation? Was his typical?
Pretty much typical. This gentleman, I have to say, was pretty motivated. So he was one who was constantly checking in regarding side effects. He has a little bit of difficulty with some mucositis, so stomatitis can be an issue acutely with patients receiving cetuximab and radiation, and he did experience that. But again, because this guy is very educated, he has a very caring family who was there to support him, he pretty much is what we expect, and I'd say sailed through the treatment as best he could. So he's someone who I would say did well. I think in general, the cetuximab and radiation is better tolerated than the cisplatin radiation, so that's probably why he had lesser issues. And I do remember in this particular case too that he had his rash, or the acneiform rash that arises from cetuximab, wasn't quite as severe, perhaps, as in, you know, some patients. And it's hard to judge, you know, what degree of rash patients will experience. His was probably somewhat moderately high, but not excessive.
How do you approach the rash? Do you do anything preemptively? And what about treatment-wise?
Yeah, it's a good question. So for the rash up front preemptively, we will prescribe tetracycline. So we give doxycycline 100 milligrams twice daily, and we tell them to start taking the doxycycline as soon as you take your first dose of cetuximab. And this is based on data that my dermatologist has published in the past who has been interested in studying such agents. We also give them prescriptions for triamcinolone cream and lecithin and tell them to bathe in things like Dove, which is a moisturizer, versus Dial soap, for example, that has more harsh chemicals or more perfume that can lead to issues. So we see them regularly. We make sure they have plenty of emollients. We make sure their skin is well hydrated. We make sure they stay hydrated with IV fluids. And, you know, like I said, the oral consumption, as we talked about earlier, the fluids, not only to, you know, preserve their swallowing functions, but to keep them hydrated. So overall, this gentleman did quite well, you know, with the expectations that were set forward and with his ability to comply with the treatment pretty well.